I'm Emma, and this is the Creative Edition. Our mission is to inspire creatives to discover, grow, and own their brand. All right, friends, today we are going to be talking about three things to let go of as a creator in this new year. I feel like I love the new year. I feel like I love setting goals. I feel like I love to evaluate what's been working for me and what's not working for me. So I'm really excited for today's episode. We're going to be talking about three limiting beliefs to let go as a creator in 2024. But before we dive in, I wanted to do a question of the day. And the question of the day is, what's something you recently purchased and you're obsessed with? All right, friends. So this is kind of a small thing, but if you're looking to drink more water, you've probably seen those Stanley cups. I feel like they're like a viral thing right now where everyone has a Stanley cup and it keeps your drinks, you know, ice cold and hot all day long. My sister was actually talking about one, and I was going to order one online. And I was on Amazon like I usually am at least a few times a week. And I saw an ad for a hydro flask one. So this hydro flask is similar to the Stanley cup. You know, it has a handle on it, which I really like, and it keeps your drinks cold all day long. So for me, I feel like I already have a ton of water bottles, but one thing I realized as a new mom is that it's really hard to like hold everything. And so I was really looking for something with a handle. Like I have a Gatorade water bottle where you squirt it into your mouth. But for me, again, I just like wanted something easy to like hold and grab as I'm like running to the car or as I'm bringing Braxton upstairs. It's like hard to like juggle everything, and I needed something with a handle. So I absolutely love this hydro flask. I actually bought one for my friend who's about to have a baby. I'm going to bring it over her house. I feel like as a new parent, as a person in general, it's really important to just like stay hydrated. And it's really easy to like not drink water throughout the day if you're like focused, especially like I'm really focused on Braxton, or I'm, you know, focused on trying to get as much content done as possible while my mom is here and watching him right now. And so it can be really easy to just like forget to drink water. And so I have my hydro flask in front of me right now. Again, I love it. Love the handle. Keeps my drinks, you know, cold all day, and it encourages me to drink water. Also, I decided to like get the smaller version, which is like still a big cup. Like I don't feel like I need the extra large cup or whatever that may be. So if you're looking for a new water bottle this year, highly recommend the Hydro Flask with a handle and that reusable straw. I really like it, and it's worked well for me so far. All right, friends. So we're going to jump in today about the three things to let go of as a creator. And I feel like the things that we're letting go really are limiting beliefs. And if you have not heard of what a limiting belief is before, a limiting belief is basically a repetitive thought or state of mind about yourself that restricts you in some way. A limiting belief is a judgment about yourself from you. And I feel like as creators, it can get really easy to get in our heads and just like get ourselves stuck, and we just need to like move out of our way sometimes. So I thought today we would chat about the three limiting beliefs that we are letting go of in 2024. So the first limiting belief, and it's funny because I feel like this one is never ending. It comes up every year, every season. And this limiting belief is the algorithm is not showing my content to my audience. Whether it's TikTok, whether it's Instagram, whether it's X/Twitter, whatever it is, I feel like this is like a never-ending narrative. And so in this new year, friends, I am here to encourage you to refocus and reframe our mindset to what we can actually control. We cannot control the algorithm. We are not, you know, in charge of Instagram. We're not in charge of TikTok, but we are in charge of the content that we create and the time that we choose to dedicate to engage with our audience. I know it's really easy to get frustrated. Engagement rates have continued to fall and fluctuate for creators. I mean, there's plenty of creators out there who've seen immense growth through Reels, through TikTok, right? But there's a majority of creators, I feel like, still feel really frustrated about not being able, you know, to grow their audience and have their content be shown. And so I'm here to let you know it's okay to feel that frustration, like work through that frustration, acknowledge it. It's normal if you're a creator and influencer, whether you do this full-time or part-time, totally, totally normal to like feel that way. I mean, I feel like that at least not so much right now, just because it's like a really busy season of life. But I know in the past, this is something that I definitely like fretted and stressed out over. And so I really encourage you to like feel that frustration and then start to think about how you can connect and engage with your audience. So if you're ready to just let go of this limiting belief, you're like, you know what, fine, the algorithms may not be showing my content to my audience, but I am going to choose to focus on something else. My biggest tip for you is to refocus that energy and do a content audit, especially if you haven't done one at the end of the year or you haven't done one in a while. Really doing a content audit at the beginning of the year is a great exercise to, you know, pull that frustration and like channel it into something productive, something where you know you can actually control it. So if you have not done a content audit before, my tip for you is to look at your top performing content of the year. You can do that with TikTok analytics, Pinterest analytics. You can go to Instagram analytics, right? And you can sort to see which has the most engagement, likes, reshares, whatever that may be. Look at that top performing content. Decipher what format that content was in. Was it in long form content, short form content, photos? And then look at the elements that the top performing content all had in common. Was your top performing content of last year all photos? Was it all reels? Was it all TikToks? And then with that, right? Like, was it you using a green screen? Was it you doing a voiceover? Was it a day in the life of, was it a get ready with me, right? It's really important to do that deep dive, like identifying like what elements is really resonating with your audience. And then that way, when you write it down, you can actually think about, okay, how can I recreate this content this year? How can I make sure I'm continuing to produce content that my audience loves, my audience saves, my audience shares, right? Doing that and refining your content strategy is such a better use of your time, right? Versus feeling stuck and frustrated that the algorithm is not working in your favor. At least with this, you know what works with your audience because you have the data and you can, you know, adjust that content strategy to make sure that top performing types of content, those elements are included within your content strategy for the new year. So the second thing to let go of as a creator this new year is I don't have enough time to invest in my passions, side hustle, or career. Friends, I get it. As a new mom, I understand that time is a major stressor for many people, both within content creation and just outside of it in regular everyday life. One thing to be mindful of though, and this is something that I have to like remind myself, is that we actually have the same numbers of hours, minutes, seconds each day. And even though we might not control, you know, how many times the earth rotates around the sun and how fast the earth does that, we can choose how we want to perceive our time and how to prioritize what's important to us. As a new mom, friends, I have to prioritize and reframe my mindset around time. It's like a different type of busy. I was actually talking to a mom friend about this. Like before I was, you know, I was doing a ton of brand campaigns and I felt like I didn't have much time. I was balancing house renovations and I was also pregnant. Like there was so much going on. But now that I have Braxton, like I really realized, I was like, gosh, I really do have like less time than I did before. But with that being said, right, I know this is the season of life for that. And so I have to get really good at prioritizing. So if you want to reframe, you know, your mindset around not having enough time to invest or dedicate to your passions, your side hustle, your career, my tip for you is really to start practice prioritizing. Write down your top 3 to 5 things you want to get done each day and make those things a priority. Make sure you get those things done. And if they don't get done, you can move them to the list the next day. So personally, I do this. I write down 3 to 5 things, and even if they're small things, and I focus on getting those things done. So today on my planner, my to-do list, I have load laundry, pick up prescription, record podcast episodes, go on a walk. 4 things, friends. And I literally include like the house stuff because the house stuff to me, at least in this point of my life, like I feel like the messier my house gets, like the more stressed I get. And so just doing some like light stuff, like loading the laundry really helps me like, you know, ease my mind. And I do have a little bit of work in there, right? Like recording podcast episodes. That's like my main work thing I want to get done today while my mom is watching Braxton. And so a big reason why I say to write things down is it's really helpful to get things down on paper. You actually clear like a mental space in your brain if you put things down on paper and if you're able to like see what you actually need to get done. Because there are literally days, friends, where like I feel like my head is like swimming. I'm like, I have so much to do. This didn't get done. And I'm like, I have to stop myself. And I'm like, okay, you know, I know there's an endless list, but what's actually important for me to like finish today? And then I write those things down. A second tip for you, friends, if you are letting go of this limiting belief around not having enough time, I really recommend identifying an intention before you start a new task. So before you launch into your emails or start scrolling on TikTok or on Instagram first thing in the morning, I really recommend like laying out a quick intention before you jump into your next task. This is like a quick mindfulness tip. Understanding why you're doing what you're doing can help you be more intentional with your time. And then that way you know where your time is actually going throughout the day. Because I feel like it's like super easy to just like do things mindlessly and then get overwhelmed when you're like, oh my gosh, I didn't get done what I need to get done each day. So when you actually start that intention beforehand, like for me loading the laundry, I'm like, I'm going to load the laundry before I record this podcast episode. So the laundry is going. And then after I'm done recording, I can move the laundry to the dryer, right? Super small, super simple thing, but it really helps me kind of organize my thoughts and helps me prioritize like what needs to happen. So to just echo this, right? Like when you understand why you're doing what you're doing, you actually exercise control in each choice and task that you're doing throughout the day. So here's just two quick examples of setting intentions on social media. I'm scrolling on Reels today to find trending sounds for my upcoming videos. I'm scrolling on TikTok today to escape from my workday and to be entertained. So both are two very different intentions, but they're both completely valid, right? Because sometimes with social media, we just want to be entertained. We want to have fun. We want to escape. That's perfectly fine. And then sometimes on social media, especially if you're a creator, you're a social media manager, you're an influencer, you literally like want to find trending sounds like for the videos that you're creating. And then that way, right, you know your intention and you just have a better experience and you have better control like in how you perceive your time. So the third thing we are letting go of, another limiting belief we want to let go of in this upcoming year is people are going to judge me for X, Y, Z, might be pursuing my side hustle. It might be taking my side hustle full time. It might be trying a new platform, right? I feel like the judgment piece really holds back a lot of creators, whatever it may be, whatever the niche is. Judgment can instigate fear and fear can keep you from creating content for your passions, sharing what you love and expressing who you are. So friends, let's let go of the fear of judgment in 2024. So a tip for you, friends, if you're looking to let go of judgment this upcoming year, my tip for you is to remind yourself that the most important opinion out there is your own opinion of yourself. It's like what we think of ourselves really is like what's most important. And for me personally, friends, like I remember experiencing like the fear of judgment when I decided to take content creation full time. I literally, you know, I worked in the aerospace industry for 6 years and then I made this announcement that I was going to be a full time content creator. A lot of my work colleagues, you know, back in the factory, back in the office, right? Some of them knew that I created content, but a lot of them like didn't realize that like it was something I took really seriously and it was going to be my plan to take content creation full time eventually. And I literally just like had to sum up the courage and like be brave and like make that announcement, take it full time and like say no to those other opportunities. Cause when I did get my layoff notice, I had a few job offers to stay and I was like, no, you know what? I'm going to accept the layoff, take this leap of faith. I can't be afraid of like what people are going to say about me. Cause in the end of the day, right, this is like my life to live. This is my experience. And I realized that like, I would rather fail. I would rather know that like choosing to pursue content creation full-time was like not the right thing myself than like wonder the rest of my life. And so, yeah, that was like a big way that I experienced judgment, right? And again, friends, like along my journey, I just realized that the most important opinion out there is like my own opinion. And that's the same for you, right? Like at the end of the day, like you have to live with yourself, right? You get to decide like the experience that you're going to have. You get to decide what you're going to allow and not allow in your experience. If you're going to allow judgment, then, you know, it might not feel great if you're going to allow yourself to like, you know, if you're going to allow yourself to bet on yourself, to develop new skills, to, you know, pursue a new interest or pursue a new hobby, right? Like ultimately you'll be like happier that you allowed yourself that time. And then additionally, friends, I was going to say like people are going to judge you and have opinions no matter what you do, what you say, where you live, what you wear. I feel like yeah, everyone's just going to have their opinions and judgment no matter what. And so you might as well live the life that you want to live. And it's really hard to be happy if you continue to like let outside influences like judgment into your life and allow judgment to dictate like what you want to do, especially if you really want to do whatever that is. I know it's really hard, right? We're probably like listening to this. You're like, well, that's easy for you to say, you know, you had a different experience. Like, your partner was supportive. Your parents ultimately like came around. But I just know, friends, that like this is something that it's like a work in progress, especially about the judgment piece. Because I just feel like in society, we're always just like hyper aware of like what other people are doing, especially on social media, right? Like we literally share like the highs of highs. And it's really easy to be like, oh my gosh, like I don't want people, you know, to see me struggle or see me fail, whatever that may be. And so I just want you to like give yourself the permission to let go of judgment and like let you be you and pursue what you want to pursue, especially in this new year. All right, friends. So before I wrap up today's episode, let's do a quick recap about the three things we are letting go as a creator, as an influencer in 2024. The first thing is letting go of that limiting belief that the algorithm is not showing your content to your audience. The second is about time. I feel like a lot of us have felt this about feeling like we don't have enough time to invest or dedicate to our side hustle, to our passion projects, to our jewelry business, whatever it may be. And the third is to let go of the judgment. All right, friends, thank you so much for listening to this New Year episode. If there's anything else you want to let go this year, let me know. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode. If you enjoyed today's episode, please rate, review, and recommend the podcast to a friend. If we haven't connected on Instagram yet, you can find us at Emma's Edition and at The Creative Edition. Sign up for our email newsletter and join our Facebook group, and we'll see you guys next time.